101, AM 1490 and 92.3 FM in Norwich.
More music, more variety. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's our Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report. We took a small musical break there just because Oneonta, it's homecoming weekend, and they were doing some extra ceremonies, doing the homecoming court, the king and queen, the whole nine yards. So we said, let's take a small break, and then we'll come back and get you set for the second half here. With Oneonta in a commanding 25-0 lead here over the Sydney Sabres. Three touchdowns on offense there in the first half, and then a pick six for the 25-0 score. Three different players get in the end zone as James Erickson and also Lucas Weaver run about 5 yard TDs in for Oneonta. Then they had the pick six by Cam Cotton. And Chase Jervis, the freshman QB, has been tremendous. He found junior receiver Grayson Brockington on the back left corner of the end zone, kind of a fade for the other touchdown there. So that was our scoring in the first half. And of course, this is brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. I don't even want to use the W word yet. Only good thing is that basketball is around the corner.
It is right around the corner. We have, just like with football in our area, we have great basketball in our area, and I'm looking forward to it. Not looking forward to the weather.
No.
But basketball season is a lot of fun, too.
It is, and it helps the winter go fast. People always say, it's a long winter, and it is, but somehow, and it's a long season, but somehow basketball makes it go fast.
Well, some of us, go from basically one day to the next day up till 3 o'clock in the morning with updating the website and the scores and my social media page. Not all of us have that luxury, Nate, So, but you do a great job covering, like I always say, and everyone in this area is so thankful that we have someone like you who is so on top of things, too. Whether you get up first thing in the morning or you stay up all night long, you're going to get an update at some time.
Yeah, it's this fall, and I always say this, seems to be crazier than normal. It's been a lot of late nights, but we've had a lot of great games and great stories to cover. And I want to give a shout-out to WCDO in general. Yesterday we went down to Binghamton to the yearly New York State Broadcasters Association Awards Ceremony, and WCDO was honored with three different awards yesterday. So your award-winning WCDO sports and music department did a nice job and came home with three different awards yesterday. So that was fun. And that is always kind of a nice feather in our cap, because when you submit something for one of these awards, another state judges your submission. So it's not like, your buddy down the street said, hey, come on, and gave you an award. It's, it goes out of state. We have no idea who. I think Missouri judged it this year, but you don't know who judged
it. What kind of connections do you have in Missouri?
Yeah, I called up out there and said, listen, get this award for us. So that was just fun. And to see how you stack up against other media around the state is always fun. But my boss, Craig Stevens, he's a NYSBA Hall of Famer. He won for a public service announcement he put together this year, so congratulations to him for sure. All right, we're getting you set for the start of the second half. 25-0, Oneonta on top of Sydney. We'll take a quick break. We'll have the kickoff for the third quarter coming up on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. We are set for the kickoff to start the second half. Oneonta will be kicking to Sydney. Sabres will receive, going right to left. Again, they're in the white uniforms tonight. They have the maroon trim and the gray helmets. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Oneonta is in the royal blue tops and pants, the gold helmets, the gold lettering says jackets in gold letters across the front of the uniform there. Jackets trying to replicate that first half that they had, which was maybe one of the better halves of football we've seen so far this season, Scott.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that right now both teams are going to be thrown off just a little bit. I remember the homecoming game myself. When I played, though, it was the same day as the dance. It was an afternoon game. Full disclosure, I was never a fan of afternoon games. I always liked the Friday night ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer halftime always throws you off just a little bit because I'm sitting for just a little bit longer. You know, body gets a little bit more tight. And also, sometimes the focus kind of drains a little bit as well because you're just it's just enough bit more time goes by. So I'm curious to see how both teams come out here.
Yeah, here's the kickoff. A low squib picked up by Grady Loeffler and tackled out at the 35. I mean, that was a 25-ish minute halftime break. I mean, we're talking about like a Super Bowl-ish halftime break. And, you know, you don't necessarily always have the luxury to go inside and stay warm. Sydney was sitting on the far hill over here. You're right, it's, you know, starting to get chillier at night. You sit there for 20, 25 minutes. You start to seize up a little bit. How does that all play into this?
And as I said, the focus part becomes a little bit out there, too, because when you're hanging around for that long, there's just so much as a coach you can talk about at halftime, too. So, you know, you just got to stay focused. And if you're both teams here, it's a big quarter here.
Hand off here to Corbin Cash, driving his way forward to the 40. Won't be denied. Busts out of a gang of tacklers and is now at the 38-yard line. Heck of a run there by Corbin Cash. He had about four or five jackets hanging all over him, would not go down, and got an extra 10 or 15 yards out of that. A heck of a run.
He's been very impressive since I started watching him, since I started doing the games on the radio with you, and that was just a traditional style run from him where it looks like you've got him. He uses his power. He uses his explosiveness, his speed, breaks free there. Big play there for the Sydney offense early on.
Excuse my French, but that's a pissed-off running back right there who would not go down. He was running angry.
Bull in a china shop, as you've been quoted as before.
Here is the QB keeper by Dylan Easton to the outside, back to the line of scrimmage. They're into Oneonta territory at the 40 to the 39. Yeah, we haven't used Bull in a china shop yet this year.
It hasn't fit until probably right there. But, you know, I like what you said better, you know. I don't know if I have the same, you know, seniority as you do on the radio. So, Craig, I'm not going to, you know, try it, but I like it.
Well, I noticed last week against Lansing, late in that game, he came off the field, and he was angry. He wanted to go back out there. It was like he wanted to play smash-mouth football, and I think he's going to try to take that out here tonight in the second half on Oneonta. Another run by Cash. Oh, he's got the stiff arm to the 30 before he's brought down. His helmet comes flying off. And this looks like a 1970s NFL highlight reel out here. Cash is fine, and he'll head over to take this play off. When your helmet comes off, you got to sit one out. But great running here to start this third quarter. That will light the spark if you're Sydney there by Corbin Cash.
You know, it's funny you say that because now you see a lot of, like, the spread offenses and stuff. But every once in a while, you see those guys where, as you said, like a 1970s style, just ground and pound. I'm initiating the contact. It's great to see that.
QB keeper by Easton. Cuts back to the inside. He's brought down at about the 28. Here with 10.5 to go in the third quarter, it's Oneonta 25, Sydney nothing. We just need some of that. Maybe the pep band can play that old NFL music in the background.
If they could do that, I'd be pretty impressed. They're a really impressive pep band, but if you start hearing that, I'm getting off the air. I'm taking video.
I love that music they have with those old NFL films.
They really are great.
And all the, like, it's like Super Bowl I. And you got like slow motion, like Bart Starr. It's just, I love that stuff. That gets me going. Here's Easton to the outside, throws for Sydney on a 1st and 10. Pass is complete to Russo, and he lowers the shoulder and gets across the 20 to the 18. I think that's good enough for a first down. And Sydney moving the ball very well on this drive.
I think it's the first down, too, but no, it looks like he may have stepped out early.
So it's going to be 2nd and short. But Sydney definitely coming out with some great energy. It would have been easy to hang their heads on this drive, but instead we've seen some great plays here by the Sabres, and they are Again, going right to left, they're at the 20-yard line. They're in the red zone. Going to hand off, and this is Hartwell. And the big tight end rumbles forward down to about the 16. So 9:50 to go here in this third quarter. It's only on a 25. Sydney nothing. Sabres looking for their first point of the night. But a good drive here to start this third frame. And so the Sabres will walk up to the ball at the 16-yard line. Trips to the left here. One wide receiver to the right. Hartwell in the slot here as the tight end. He's in motion from left to right. Snap was low. Easton wants to run. He's got some blockers. Gets into the second level, but he's brought down there. Only about a gain of two here for Dylan Easton. 9:20 to go here, third quarter. Again, a 25-0 lead for Oneonta over Sydney. This has become a fun little rivalry game over the last few years. Jackets come in 1-2 overall record. Sydney coming in at 2-1. And a gauntlet of a schedule for both of these teams over the next few weeks. And so here is a second down and 8 for the Sabres. Easton's in the shotgun. Cash is off his left hip, hands it off. Cash cuts back to the inside. He's got daylight and 6 points on the board. It's a touchdown for Corbin Cash, and Sydney scores their first points of the night.
They could not have asked for a better drive to start this quarter. They're probably kicking themselves. They're like, why couldn't we do that at least once in the first half? But that was a great drive there, a little bit of everything. And Cash just... I'm not saying it, but he was running angry that possession. I'll save the other words for you, Nate, but he really was. And we saw that at the end of the last game, like you mentioned, against Lansing, and he's carrying it over here, especially to start this second half.
Only on a 25, and now Sydney 6. They're going to go for two. Man in motion from right to left. He stops. That's Russo. Easton to the outside, throws, passes complete to Russo, in for two, and this is a 25-8 ball game. Sydney not going anywhere. They're not going to go quietly. So with 8:52 to go in the third quarter, still a lot of time left for Sydney. We'll see if they can claw back in. It's only on a 25, Sydney 8. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. 8:52 to go, third quarter. It's 25-8. Oneonta had a 25-0 lead at the half, but Sydney with a great drive, some hard-nosed running there by Corbin Cash, Dylan Easton orchestrating the offense, and then Cash able to cash it in. A long, deep boot here by the Sydney Sabres, fielded by Brockington. He's going to haul it out to the 25. Brockington gets a good block out to the 30, still on his feet, 35-40. Good turn back to the 45, and Brockington is tackled there. About a 35-yard return. We got an injured Sydney Sabre on the field with 8:42 to go in the third quarter. Slowly getting to his feet here. Appears to be okay. Jackson Astrologo. Looks like maybe just got a little bit of a stinger there. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. Be right back here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Mid-third quarter, and Oneonta diving forward here. This is the first time they've had the ball in the second half. A QB keeper by Chase Jervis. Almost looked like he coughed it up there for a quick second, but if he did, he was able to fall on it quickly. So Oneonta going left to right here. Again, first time they've been on offense in the third quarter. Right at midfield on that Jackets logo. Oneonta leading Sydney 25-8 with 8:15 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of time left, but is that creeping in? Does Sydney have enough time to hold off the Jackets and try to get back into this game? Big drive here for Oneonta. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Oneonta going left to right. We got a flag on the play. Handoff, good for about 6 yards, maybe seven here on second and seven. James Erickson was on the carry, coming up limping a little bit. We'll see what the flag is for. I think it might be on Oneonta here, Sky. We'll see. With 7:56 to go in this third quarter.
It was thrown as soon as the ball was snapped. So I'm curious to see what they got here.
Yeah, I didn't see anything real obvious.
I think too many men on the field.
Wow, actually. So another costly penalty. This one going against Oneonta for too many men on the field. And Sydney coaching staff upset. Defensive coordinator Tom Morris not pleased on that far side. Frustrating. Those little tiny mistakes can certainly add up. And this gives Oneonta great field position down to the 29. Kind of kills some of that momentum. And the crowd right back into it saying, hey, we got a free first down out of that. With 7:53 to go, third quarter, it's 25-8. And here come the Jackets right up to the line. Three wide receivers split to the right, but the refs blow the play dead before Oneonta can even get it off. No matter how this game ends up tonight, stay tuned for our post-game show where we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabido Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney.
I believe the guy doing the PA announcing tonight is former Oneonta running back Bryce Wooden, Nate.
Yes, I saw him in the hallway quickly here when we had a little minute during halftime. Said he got called in on emergency duty tonight. Somebody else was sick. He said I had about an hour notice. I said, well, you're doing a great job. We've had him on the Nate Lowell podcast before, along with his brother Graham. So the Wooden family, boy, just some of the best people here in Oneonta. So here we go. First down, Oneonta at the 30-yard line. Going left to right. They're in the Sydney. They're deep in Sydney territory. And a handoff down to the 25 here for Lucas Weaver. 7.5 to go here, third quarter. Going to be about a second down and five. Sky, do not let me get off the air tonight without mentioning a few things about the Nate Lowell Scholarship. We have an event coming up this Sunday. If you'd like to come out and join us, raise some money for local high school seniors through our Nate Lowell Scholarship Fund at WCDO. So don't let me forget that when we get a minute to talk about it.
All right, Nate, don't forget to do that when we get a minute to talk about it. I can't say I didn't do my job.
Second and five here for Oneonta. They're at the Sydney 25, going left to right. They lead 25-8. They'll hand it back off.
Wow.
No, QB keeper by Jervis to the far side. Fooled everybody, including us. I really thought that Lucas Weaver had it, that it was Jervis to the far side. Going to be very close to a first down.
He made a nice spin move right there.
There's going to be a third and short here, about a third and one here for the Jackets. The clock still continuing to move down to 6.5 to go third quarter with Oneonta football leading Sydney 25-8. We also need to talk about our pregame pizza that we had.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget that.
You know what? I'm happy you remembered that because that was going to be what I was going to bring up because I bring up the important stuff on the air like that.
That's a big deal. We made sure we did our homework. And a run to the inside here. Great tackling by Sydney. Jesse Newell coming up making a play. Crushing hit there as Lucas Weaver got nailed, but I think it's enough for the first.
And he bounced right back up, but that makes me think how grateful I am to be up here these days, Nate. I got to be honest.
That was a bone-crushing hit there by the Sydney line. And Weaver's going to come out and get a little breather here. Appears to be fine. But a first down, he did his job for Oneonta with 5:50 to go here in the third. Jervis with three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And he's got Erickson off his right hip. Throws out into the flat near side for Tubia. Cuts back. Got some work to do. Tubia going forward. Muscles his way down to about the 15. So didn't pick up a whole lot because that throw was kind of a weird angle. Second down and 10 to go here. Maybe second and 9. I think they did get 1 yard out of that. But you know what, Sky? Oneana content right now to work some clock. 25-8 lead. They're moving the ball. And if they could cash in here, that would be big for the Jackets. Again, three wide receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Jervis barking out the signals here. The freshman QB who's been tremendous tonight. QB keeper for Jervis brought down in the backfield. Nicely read there by the Sydney defense. He had nowhere to go. And a great play there by the Sydney defense coming up to make sure nobody had anywhere to go.
To your point about the Oneana offense, they're moving the ball, and they don't seem to be in a rush at all right now. We're just going to, you know, snap it when we want to and take our time.
Yeah, Jesse Newell in on that play to make sure that Jervis couldn't take off. Third down and 9 now. They go back to the outside. Mahar thought Mahar had it, but he had nowhere to go. Jervis still held on to it again, and the Sydney defense was not fooled. Corbin Cash comes up from the backfield and brings him down, and now this is a fourth down, as that's three straight plays. Oneana's gone nowhere. In fact, they lose a couple of yards on this latest edition. So 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Oneana 25, Sydney 8, and can the Sabres defense hold here?
This is a stop that they need to get right here. They went down and drove on a great possession to start the quarter. Clock still ticking. We're under 4 minutes left, but they can get this stop. That would be huge.
Fourth down and about 12 to go for Oneana. Jervis to the outside. Tucked it, runs, has to throw. Pass is complete, but it's going to be well short of a first down. And so Sydney's going to get the ball back at their own 15-yard line going right to left. So the Sabres still have 3:35 to go here in the third, trailing 25-8. And Oneana drives the length of the field there, but cannot get anything going on turnover on downs. Well done. Sydney defense will just not be denied. And great penetration into the backfield on several occasions there, Sky.
Yeah, they came up big. It was the old saying, bend but don't break defense right there. They gave up some yards to start the possession, but when they got down close to the end zone, they did not break. They stopped them. They got a huge stop there on fourth down to give their offense a chance to go back down and make this a two-possession game.
Sydney's going to get it back, going right to left. They go right back to Corbin Cash. It's been a great recipe for success. Again, refusing to go down, pumping the legs, and he probably should have got about three. He gets about 7 yards on that play.
My goodness. Again, I'm happy I'm up here, by the way. I would not want to try to tackle him.
Cash is running like a man possessed here tonight in this third quarter. But again, did Sydney dig too big of a hole? They're going to really have to fight and claw and scratch to get back in. They've done a good job so far. But that clock continues to tick. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 25-8. Oneana on top of Sydney. Friday Night Lights here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFTU. QB keeper here for Dylan Easton, and he's sacked right at about the line of scrimmage. The snap was low, and Easton visibly had a hard time catching that ball, kind of a fingertip catch, and then he pretty much just had to sit on it.
Yeah, that snap was very low, and I think that was the reason that play kind of got broken up right from the very start. But again, great penetration by that Oneana defensive line.
Much like in the first half, they're getting good pressure up the middle, good pressure from the edge. Got to be hard when it's coming from every angle if you're Dylan Easton. So a big third down here for Sydney in their own territory at their own 20-yard line, a third and 5. Easton in the shotgun, drops back to pass, looks over the middle, pass is incomplete. He flew that one high. Intended receiver was Grady Loeffler. Fourth down, and Sky, I mean, you're deep in your own end. You got to pump this out of here, right?
I don't know, Nate. conventional thinking says, of course, yes. I mean, it's only on the 21-yard line. But, you know, Oneana is doing a great job of taking time off the clock. It's a three-possession game right now. You're almost playing the possession game right now and counting it in your head. So, and they're going to go for it.
Yeah, they're going to go for it. I think just in terms of the clock, they're going to try to just keep this ball in their hands, and Sydney wants to take a timeout to talk it over. 2:07 to go in the third. Oneonta football leads Sydney 25-8. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right. Sydney's going to go for it on fourth down on their own 21-yard line, going right to left. 2:07 to go here, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney. Oneonta football leading Sydney 25-8. So Sydney feels like they might have to go for it here. We'll see if they change the look out of the timeout. Everybody's still coming out. Oneonta not even sending anybody back. So no trickery. This is a straight-up fourth down and about four to go. Loeffler is in motion from left to right. Flag on the play. Easton drops back. Throws to the right side. It's incomplete. And we'll see what the flag is for.
Yeah, what is this flag? This is big.
Big flag here. It was thrown
right at the snap again.
Yeah, right at the snap. False start against Sydney.
They'll decline that, and it'll be Oneonta football.
Yeah, the pass was incomplete. They decline, and the Jackets are going to get it back on the Sydney 21. That's tough. Coach Rizzo on the far side, throwing his hands up. I think he wants some sort of an explanation on something. That had to be hard, though, because, I mean, I would assume, Sky, you see that flag as a player, you're thinking, is this a free play? Is this coming back? Does it take away from the rhythm of trying to complete that pass there?
You know, it's easy to say yes, but at the same time, you know it's a fourth down. You don't know what the flag is, so you got to go for it regardless. But Oneonta had a nice pass defense right there to break it up, and now they got the ball back basically where they gave it to Sydney.
So the Jackets are going to have it on the Sydney 21, going left to right. They hand it off. Erickson diving forward to the 15, and Oneonta's back in business with great field position late in the third quarter. Again, ahead 25-8. The Jackets have not scored here in the second half after having a 25-0 lead at the break, but have the ball in good field position here, and they've kind of controlled some of the tempo here at times during this third quarter. Ball down to the 16-yard line. Oneonta going left to right. Two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. Jervis is in the shotgun. The freshman QB will hand it off. Weaver to the inside. Absolutely smashed there after a gain of about two. And that was Jackson Astrologo on the tackle, coming flying in there. Nice tackle by him.
Nate, I think it's important for the people to know that you're enjoying some very tasty popcorn right now from the concession stand down below us, and you've had some pizza before the game. We have to make sure we get that in tonight.
Yes. Well, we'll quickly say it here after this third down play with about a minute to go here in the third quarter. Jervis with the snap, and his QB keeper, he lost control of it and then kind of just had to fall forward. So we'll have a fourth down coming up for Oneonta. I think we each represented our communities. I don't live in Sydney, but I work in Sydney. I had a great slice of Gavin's pizza before I came up here. And not knowing, I came into the press box, and you said, where did you have a slice today?
Tino's Pizzeria.
Tino's in Oneonta. A fourth down here in Sydney's going to jump. We got a flag offside here on the Sabres, and that is going to help out Oneonta. So we had pizza from both towns. That really just kind of set us on a great course to start this game tonight.
It's a football game in Oneonta. It just wouldn't have been right for me if I didn't eat pizza from there. It's what I used to do and still do, but used to be there all the time. It's just the place that you go, it feels like to me. And for you in Sydney, Gavin is a great place. Had stuff you and I have done lunch there before. I enjoyed that place too, but there's nothing like my hometown pizzeria.
Yep, I texted Mike. I said, I'm coming over for a slice before I hit the road, so he had one ready to go for me. First down here for Oneonta, falling forward, put it in for six. as James Erickson, after that penalty against Sydney, they get the first down. He runs it right up the gut, 10 yards, touchdown OHF. And that puts 6 more points on the board. It's 31-8 for the Jackets now. Second touchdown of the night here for James Erickson. Both of them on about a 10-yard TD run. And we'll see what we get here, a two-point conversion or the extra point attempt. But that really has to give Oneana some good momentum back in their direction after it felt like Sydney had kind of snatched it back. They're going to go for two. Chase Jervis in the shotgun, waiting for the snap here. The freshman QB rolls out to his left, wants to throw, and it is incomplete. He was looking for Marshall Mahar, and they couldn't connect. So, 27 seconds to go, third quarter. We'll step away. Oneonta 31, Sydney 8 on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
27 seconds to go in this third quarter back at Lloyd Baker Field at Oneonta High School. And the Oneonta Yellow Jackets now lead Sydney 31-8. Here's the kickoff, fielded by Loeffler, going right to left, out to the 30. 35 for Loeffler, right wing side, cuts it back, 40. 45, 50, still on his feet, got the Jets on, and he tackled at the Oneonta 40 from behind. Another great return there by Grady Loeffler. He was just kind of weaving through a couple different players and defenders and was able to get into Oneonta territory. We got an injured Oneonta Yellow Jacket on that far sideline with 17 seconds to go in the third. So we'll take a break. Again, Oneonta 31, Sydney 8. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. We're back underway. We have a flag on the first play back. And so the clock stops with 11 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Injured Oneonta Yellow Jacket was Grayson Brockington. Appears to be okay. Kind of walked off gingerly over here to the near side. Of course, had that touchdown back in the first quarter. The way he's stretching, I want to say some sort of a cramp maybe, something like that. But I thought, you know, boy, ankle, something gets stuck in the turf, but appears to be just stretching it out here on the Jacket sideline.
We had a penalty on Sydney, an illegal motion, which we saw a couple times last week there on first down.
So that backs them up 5 yards. Going right to left, they're in Oneonta territory at the 44-yard line. With 11 seconds left, this might be the last play of the third quarter. Here's the snap. Easton back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Easton throwing on the run, and this is complete. Good at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, down to the 5-yard line with less than a second left. No, the clock's going to run out. But what a pass completion as they find Caleb Monroe. We talked about him earlier, kind of that big tight end target, and Dylan Easton's able to find him, and Sydney's back in business. When we come back to start the fourth quarter, going to have the ball at about the Oneonta 10-yard line. But with three quarters in the books, it's Oneonta football leading Sydney 31-8 here at OHS. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, we're going to switch ends of the field to start the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our producer back at WCDO in Sydney. And so now Sydney will be going left to right on your radio dial here in the white uniforms with the maroon and the gray helmet. Oneonta's in the royal blue with the gold trim, the gold helmet. Oneonta leading 31-8 as we start this fourth quarter, but Sydney on the march here as they're going to have a first and goal to go at the Oneonta 5-yard line. Again, going left to right. Here's the snap. Easton drops back, wants to hand it off to Hartwell, trying to drive forward, and Hartwell is tackled after a gain of about one. I like that they're trying to get Hartwell more involved using that big body and just... You hold his breath. He's one of those guys, major knee surgery last year. He's got the brace on. He's worked so hard to get back. I don't know, maybe it's the parent in me now that you see somebody and he limps a little bit after every play. You're saying, just get through healthy, young man. So here is a second down and 10. Going to hand off and diving forward down to about the 5-yard line here. Sydney trying to set themselves up. That was Lucas Mott. And so down to about the 5 here, clock moving, about a minute gone in this fourth quarter. 31-8 our score, Jackets on top. Sydney trying to slice into that lead.
I'm fortunate to where my knee surgeries happened after I got done playing, but having had them, I could not imagine the recovery, but even more so the mental hurdle, because even still to this day, I mean, it's different for me at this age in my life, but it's just, it's always there in your mind, at least for me it is.
Snap is low here on third down to Easton, and he's got a fall on it. Went right between his legs. He had to turn, scoop, and fall. And so this is going to be fourth down here for Sydney, and they cannot squander this opportunity. Ball has kind of gone in the wrong direction here, and it's back to about the 13-yard line. So fourth down, goal to go for the Sabres, and the Oneonta defense has held a couple of times in the red zone tonight. Can they do it again? Coming up on 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 31-8. Oneonta on top of Sydney. Thanks for joining us tonight as well on WCDOsports.com. Our free audio is brought to you by SFCU. Snap is low. Easton scoops, throws, far side. Pass is complete. But going to be a turnover on downs as they get it to about the 5-yard line, but they needed to score. Pass was complete to Caleb Monroe, but Oneonta's going to get it back, and that's the third time tonight they've held in the red zone and kept Sydney off the board. They still lead 31-8. Oneonta on top. Well, homecoming has been Oneana's just good luck charm here tonight, I would say, Sky.
I had my best game ever for a homecoming game. Here I was earlier saying I didn't like playing afternoon games, but then that happened. But it's not afternoon anymore. The week before this is, but it used to be homecoming and alumni were the same weekend. No longer are, but they're playing very well tonight. I like what I've seen. The next couple of weeks will be a little bit different, of course, with Owego and Maine Emerald the next two, but I like what I see so far from this OHS team.
Jervis handing off, and Oneana just trying to get some breathing room away from the end zone out to about the 11-yard line. Just went right to Weaver. Good for about 5 yards. So second and five coming up for the Jackets, going right to left, trying to get out of their own end. And so about 9.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Oneana on top, 31-8. And getting some breathing room away from their own end zone here. Appreciate everybody checking back in tonight. Busy weekend around the area for high school sports. Here on second and five, they're going to throw to the outside. They find Mahar. It's kind of a Wes Welker type of player out there.
Wow. Nate Lowe with the NFL team. Wow.
Good for only about 2 yards. So it's going to be third down at about four here, but he's kind of just shifty like
Wes
that.
Wes Welker.
In the slot.
I'm
showing my age here.
No, you're, well, Ben Roethlisberger left, but Wes, that's impressive, because that's not like, I mean, he was very good, obviously, but that's not a household name anymore. You know, he's been retired for a few years.
But
wow.
Kind of that old school style, I would say.
You always get me with something. That was it right there.
Third down and four. Here's the snap. Oneana, QB keeper for Jervis, cuts to the outside, dives forward, and going to be very close to the first down, out near about the 18-yard line, and they got it. So move the chains. Jervis getting it done.
You just, like, look up random NFL guys who, like, people would probably know if they watched NFL, like, a few years ago, but...
Well, it's one of, you know, I guess I'm showing my age.
I like it.
Welker was one of those guys on those teams that was just so good.
Okay, so which Wes Welker? The Patriots Wes Welker or the Broncos one? Which one we prefer?
Geez, it's only the Patriots. So.
Okay, well, my Giants beat them, so that's okay.
That's true. That's when he was in his prime, I would say, right? So
I don't know. The Broncos one with Peyton Manning was...
Yeah, that's a good point. Throw to the outside. Incomplete here for Jervis. He's going to want that one back on first down. Just sailed it, and it kind of skipped low. With 7:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, Oneana on top, 31-8. I mentioned it earlier, but we do have a Nate Lowell Scholarship event on Sunday at Awestruck Cider down in Sydney. It's in the little industrial park. 11 to 5, come down. We got food, we got drinks, live music, vendors, food from Gavin's Pizzeria, smoke-out barbecue truck. They'll have a beer truck there. Again, live music, and a portion of the proceeds will all go to the Nate Lowell Scholarship. So stop down on Sunday, rain or shine. They got it all decked out. It's all spooky for Halloween right now, so it's looking good. And here's another good run for Oneata. Lucas Weaver to the outside there on second down. So third and short coming up here for the Jackets.
Does Awestruck have a special Nate Lowell cider again this year?
We do. We're calling it Smashing Maple this year, as it's kind of an apple-maple cider combo. And didn't know going in, you know, last year we did caramel apple, which was a big success. A lot of people liked it, so I felt the pressure. This idea came up. We went through, we made it, and I was nervous, but when I tried it, I really liked it. So stopped down and tried the Nate Lowell cider on Sunday, 11-5 at Awestruck in Sydney. Handoff here up the middle for Oneata on third and five. Going to be very close to a first down. I think they got it with Marshall Mahar. Our guy, Wes Welker, there, getting it done up the middle.
You know, I can't let you one-up me on random NFL comparisons. So now I'm going to have to really, you know, dig deep into my bag here, see if I can figure something out.
I mean, that was kind of a Cole Beasley type of move there,
gosh.
Too. Buffalo Bills fans out there.
He's more of a cowboy.
Yeah, that's true. He spent some good time with both those teams. So here is Oneana on a first and 10. Again, at their own 30, going right to left, and they are very content to run the ball. They're running it very successfully out to the 40 here. And they just want to burn some clock and keep those chains moving. Oh, we got a late flag here, I think, for some jawing there as everybody was coming off the bottom of the pile. As that pile took a while to kind of get separated out. Boys will be boys down there, and somebody said a little something too much.
I wonder who it was, though. Like, was it Sidney or Oneana here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there was only one thrown, unless it's one for both, but usually there would be a flag for each. But
we'll see. We haven't seen the official signal yet with 6:23 left.
Sidney.
Going against Sidney here, and that kind of sums it up. That's the night that they have had. Things have just not gone the Sabres' way, unfortunately.
So if we're going to stick to the 2010s-ish era of small slot receivers, I'm going to give you Danny Amendola.
I was going to say, I almost brought that one up too.
Because Julian Edelman's a little bit more mainstream, so I'll go Amendola.
I was going to say, Edelman now with his podcast is pretty popular, so he's still well-known out there. But so with that penalty, Oneana gets another first down. Great defense here by Sidney. They come through. They get a hand on Jervis, but he escapes and then flushed to the outside of the pocket, brought down at the line of scrimmage. Still took a hit there, but escaped most of the damage. Clock is still moving. We're under 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and Oneana on top, 31-8. This game a lot different than we anticipated, but the Jackets looking really good here tonight. Sidney going to have to regroup. Some big games coming up, that BG game looming in the near distance. BG has Harpersville Afton tonight. BG state ranked in Class D, still undefeated. We'll see how tonight goes for them. Could be a huge game between BG and Sidney. Another run here on 2nd and 12. Going to be very close to a first down right up the gut. Hard nose running and coming off the bottom of the pile there was Beckett Holmes.
Have not said that name yet tonight, but that was an impressive run right there, too.
Yeah, great run. He's getting some fist bumps and high fives as he comes back over to the Oneana sideline. And Will Neal and his staff have done a great job here tonight, getting everybody involved for OHS with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
Former great Oneana quarterback, Noble Champion, on the sideline helping out the team.
Always loved the hair.
He's got some good hair.
He's got some gray hair. And, yes, one of the most electrifying players ever in local football. Went on, played high-level college, correct?
Division I at Villanova.
And I know he's helped out over the years with Art Regas and some of his staffs. Saw him over at Unadilla Valley for a couple of years. But
he helped out, was it my last year or was my last two? I know for sure he was there. I can't remember if it was only 1 or 2 years, though. There is a lot of knowledge in that guy right there.
A lot of knowledge. 1st and 10 here for Oneana. They're at the Sidney 30-yard line. Man in motion. Going to hand it off. Nope. QB keeper. No, they fooled me there. As again, they go back to Beckett Holmes off the right side, plowing forward for a yard or two as we come up on 4 minutes to go. Would Noble be a good candidate for the Nate Lowell podcast?
Oh, yeah.
I've never really talked to him. So.
I would think so. I'll tell you, when I played, so that was 10 years ago. As I said, it was the fall of 2014, graduated 2015. So 10 years ago. You know, he wasn't fresh out of college or anything like that, but he would still throw some passes, and it's different coming from guys like that, catching a pass from a guy like that.
So great to have around the program, for sure. A little sweep to the outside for Brockington. He tries to throw a stiff arm, but gets knocked out of bounds. Great read there by the Sidney defense, and he couldn't turn the corner. With 3:35 left, and Oneata on top 31-8.
However, it's funny you should bring that up. Look at on my. He didn't always have the hair. We're looking at his 1999 senior picture from Oneana. It's on Press Connects, which is the Binghamton area. They look up Oneana football.
Yep, the All-Metro football team that year. Those were some big awards back then. Boy, so he would have been.
Yeah, 99.
Yep, he's a little older than the Jeff Bean era, but boy, there's some good teams around that time.
That's another good name right there, Jeff Bean.
Yeah, he's another guy I'd love to get on the show. Hand off here for Beckett Holmes, running from right to left, plowing forward across the 30 down to about the 26 with 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. We've had so many great Sidney and Oneonta interviews on the Nate Law podcast. I really just enjoyed the OHS basketball reunion we did with Chrissy Z and
yep.
Tiffany Hurley and Stacey Knapp. That was I was starstruck walking into that room. That was fun. Coach Mort. Yeah, a lot of fun. Timeout going to be taken here on the field, so we'll step away with 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Oneonta football leading at home over Sydney 31-8. Some fans heading for the exit to beat that Oneonta traffic here. So we'll take a break as well. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 31-8, Oneonta on top of Sydney. Here under the lights at Lloyd Baker Field at OHS. A beautiful, crisp night here for homecoming. As both teams come out of the timeout, Oneonta talking with head coach Will Neal. I'm sure they just want to try to work some of this clock off and pick up their second win of the season to move to 2-2.
Get Mark May for the Nate Law podcast.
You know, we've attempted it. Still in the works.
I don't have a connection there.
Still in the works. So maybe one of these times when he's up here would certainly be a lot of fun. We got a long list of some of these OHS guys that we need to get. Oneonta going for pay dirt here down the left side, trying to put one more in, but an interception by Grady Loeffler as he was in great coverage there against Grayson Brockington, and Loeffler got the better of him that time.
Yeah, nice play there defensively by Loeffler. Late in the game here, down 31-8, you never know how, you know, the mindset of the kids are going to be. You know, do I still care, do I not? You never know, but didn't give up on that play. Great interception there.
Yeah, really read that well, and that's one thing about this Oneonta team, or this Sydney team, I should say, excuse me, might be down, but we didn't see any quit in them against Lansing last week, and now in a tough spot here against Oneonta, you don't see any quit either. So I know they'll get back to the drawing board this week and start prepping for BG.
And that's a division game, I believe, right?
No, because now BG is in D and Sydney
right.
in C.
Right.
So we don't often, which kind of makes it more special, you don't always get those rivalry games anymore because just of the school size. And now we have been lucky the last few years to have Sydney and BG. And now this puts Sydney in a tough spot there.
Did they
right
get out
on,
of the end zone?
Yeah, I don't know if they got out of the end zone here. Some pushing and shoving. This could potentially be a safety. I didn't see.
No, nope, not quite. But they're
see.
Right there.
Yeah, they're right there. It's going to be on the 1 yard line. Definitely some pushing and shoving here as well.
It has gotten a little bit more chippy as the game's gone on.
Yeah, definitely got chippy. Guys exchanging phone numbers, as we used to say.
I'm sure that's what they're doing
in the hockey world. So, 2:25 to go here, fourth quarter. 31-8, the score. And Sydney again in trouble. Easton just wants to get some real estate here and get out of the end zone. Here's the snap. Easton takes off and just gets out. He's got some daylight now. He's at the 5. Easton to the outside to the 10, 15, 20. Easton gets on his horse and rides it out to about the 23-yard line here with 2:06 to go.
I don't know. That's one of those ones where I don't know how he escaped it. I'm going to be honest, I really don't know. It looked like he was going to keep it going up the middle and bounce it outside and then break free. I don't know how he does that.
Yeah, he's so shifty. Make sure you stay tuned. After this, we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We'll do 2 for Oneonta, the winning team, and 1 for Sydney tonight, the losing team, for our three awards. Hand off here for Sydney, bouncing up the middle, out to about the 30-yard line. New ball carrier for the Sabres. As that looked like that was Aiden O'Connor. And so he was able to bust that one up the middle. I don't think they announced it as Russo, but I think that was O'Connor. Yeah, who's in the backfield now. And O'Connor actually has come in at the QB position. O'Connor handing off. They'll go right back to Lucas Mott, plows his way up to about the 35. Wondering if the Sydney staff here just saying, all right, let's protect Dylan Easton and also maybe get a look at the future at QB because we've been so blessed to watch Dylan Easton the last few years. He's got to graduate at some point. He's a senior this year. And O'Connor, not listed as a QB, but a junior. and he's taking the snaps right now. Will hand it off. They go right back to Lucas Mott. Will not be denied. Drags his defender out to the 40. They do have O'Connor listed as about eight other possessions, so sounds like a very versatile guy out there for the Sabres. With 1 minute left, and our score 31-8. Oneonta leading Sydney. We got an injured Sydney Sabre that they're helping off the field over on the far side. 57 seconds left. So again, check out NateLall.com. Later tonight, we'll have all our local football scores, and it is your home for you need soccer scores, field hockey, golf, volleyball. That's all on NateLall.com. A link to my podcast. We also have the very popular soccer top scorers list if you want goals and assists. See where the top players in the area are, and we added field hockey to that this year for top scorers, so that's been fun since field hockey is such a big thing in our area. Standings for all the local leagues that we cover, it's all right there on NateLaw.com, and we are updating the Section 4 football standings every week as well on NateLaw.com. Pass to the outside for Logan Russo, gets to the 50, and he's brought down there, and a flag on the play.
Late one.
Couple of different flags, wow. I will say that the guy Mike, who ran Section4Football.com, and he ran a great Twitter page. So we got 45 seconds left here. Mike unfortunately passed away during the summer, so that resource, I know they're in the process of kind of rebranding it right now, but a lot of people have been saying to me, where can I find scores and stats for football? And I will say, at least for the local teams that I cover, NateLaw.com, click on the football tab. And I also have been keeping the standings for all of Section 4, so that's there. But I will say that the Section 4, the official Section 4 page, Section4Athletics.com, if you go there, you click on fall sports, you click on football, there is a full list of the games each week and the full standings and the scores. So if anybody's looking for that, it is available on the Section 4 Athletics website now.
We had an unsportsmanlike conduct on Oneonta there. This is just getting a little chippy here at the end, Nate.
Yeah, a little chippy, guys talking back and forth at the bottom of the pile, and I think Sydney frustrated. It's a game that we both thought, Sky and I thought coming in, was going to be back and forth, very close, and it's been all Oneonta, and Sydney's not gotten a lot of the breaks, that's for sure. Stepping up, here's O'Connor, gets out of the pocket. Nice move to the outside, down to the 30. Still working his way forward to the 27 before he tackled there.
You mentioned the top scorers list. I like to see the rivalry between the two siblings there at the top. And Shannon Kingsbury, what a start to a season.
Shannon Kingsbury, I actually said something to her last night as Sydney takes a timeout with 18 seconds left, trailing 31-8. Shannon is at the top of the local girls' soccer list. Shannon, of course, a sophomore playing for Franklin. 28 or 29 goals off the top of my head, and they're, what, halfway through the season?
My goodness.
She scored 37 last year. She's broken the school record.
They're only halfway through?
Roughly halfway.
She's got that many?
Yeah, she's on an incredible pace right now. Her brother Jake, who plays for Unitego Franklin, is at the top of the boys' list with 19. So they said they had a little sibling rivalry in the house. You know, who's going to score more? And I said to her last night, Shannon, you might have put the icing on the cake because, I mean, to have almost 30 goals, and it's not even October yet, very impressive.
Didn't she have five, I think it was, last game?
She's had three games this year with five goals.
My goodness.
And,
I looked through and stuff like that, and I know the Kingsbury family from coaching the two boys and stuff like that, so I follow along. I know second on the boys list, Gavin McEnroe over it. I'm missing know that family very well. But, my goodness.
Matthew Rubin from Oneonta is in the top five. He's been doing very well here against tough competition in the stack. All right, back underway. Sydney throwing this one over the middle, and it's picked off. O'Connor floated that one up, and the Jackets will have an interception, and the ball's on the turf, and Sydney's got it back at the 30. That's the second time tonight we've seen an INT, a fumble,
And a flag.
And we'll see. This is the most exciting last 8 seconds of this game with Oneonta on top here. Everybody excited to get their big moment out there under the lights.
Another interception with a fumble after, and the team that threw the interception recovers. How many times have we ever seen that?
Yeah, that's pretty rare. Twice in one game we've seen that. It's I don't know if it's some sort of strategy to.
And both were going to the same end zone too, actually.
They were. Yeah, very similar spots. So Sydney's going to get this ball back, but they trail 31-8 with 8 seconds left. And so both teams are going to come out of this game with a record of 2-2.
And a lot of discussion of what's going on.
This is a little frustrating to me when there's 8 seconds left sometimes. I know I said it last week, but it's...
Chop block.
Wow, chop block here on Sydney.
Interesting.
So Oneana might hold on to the ball?
No,
Sydney's getting it back. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. As you said, though, 8 seconds left.
Sometimes this stuff, it's like, what are we doing? 8 seconds left, yeah. I'm starting to... I can't hide it anymore. I'm just like, what are we doing here? If this was a close game, I could understand, but... So this ball is going to be spotted out at the 45 here.
Student section for Oneana still holding on, though.
Hanging in there. Looks like it was construction, kind of neon colors night here down there. They've been rowdy and having some fun. So this should be the last play.
Don't even assume that at this rate.
Sydney's going to get it back. O'Connor again wants to throw. And this is incomplete with 4 seconds left. So we're going to come back and do it again. But no, this has been a fantastic night here for homecoming. A big thank you to Oneonta for having us here. Dave Bishop, of course, Bish, setting us up in the press box. And, Coach Will Neal, very welcoming. Katie Talbert, the athletic director here. All, we made the call this week, said, yeah, whatever you need. So
put us right here in the middle, right on the 50-yard line, and just great press. I always love being back here and up here in the press box. I never spent a whole lot of time here, obviously, when I was playing, but great spot.
Great spot to call a game as Sydney will hand it off and try to run it up the middle, and that's going to do it. This game is over. Oneana improves to 2-2 with a 31-8 victory tonight over the Sydney Sabres. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time to Lloyd Baker Field here at Oneana High School, where the Oneana Yellow Jackets defeat the Sydney Sabres in Section 4 high school football action tonight, 31-8. Let's go through our awards for tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We thought Chase Jervis, the freshman QB, was the perfect choice for this tonight. The way he handled himself, operated the offense, that great touchdown pass to Grayson Brockington, was just a real great game manager and did it a lot with his legs, too. Very impressive.
He really was. This is the first guy I've seen him in person, and as a freshman, you never know, but I just see a lot of poise from him, a lot of smart decisions and the reads and stuff, so very deserving of that.
Next up tonight, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. To reward his pick six tonight, we'd like to go with Cam Cotton. That was a fantastic, about a 40-yard INT return. Took it to the house, had to weave his way through some traffic, and he sure was excited. So we'll give Cam Cotton tonight, the sophomore from Oneonta, the Dynamic Defense Award.
We'll celebrate that, but not as much as he celebrated after it.
Yeah, we won't hold the flag against him. So. Lastly tonight, the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. We're going to give that award tonight here to Corbin Cash from Sydney. Again, just relentless, hard-nosed running by Cash. We thought he was fantastic. Really gave Sydney a spark when they were trying to get back into it. It was just too much OHS tonight. So we'll give Cash the all-purpose award.
Ran hard all night, both sides of the ball. I'm impressed by him, second week in a row.
So that will do it for our three awards here tonight. But a fantastic win for Oneonta. Both teams now with a record of 2-2, and some big weeks coming up as we get into early October for high school football. How will Sydney rebound to take on Bainbridge Guilford? That's a big game. So, Sky, as always, thanks for joining me here tonight. This was fun being back at your alma mater.
I appreciate it, as always, and always great to be back.
Big thank you, Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios on Main Street. Big thank you to Jim and also Craig Stevens for helping us put together the broadcast here for tonight. Big thank you to Oneonta again for having us, and for Sky for joining me tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great rest of your weekend. Check out natelull.com for all your local sports needs. And please join us at Awestruck Ciders in Sydney 11 to 5 on Sunday. Portion of the proceeds, a lot of the proceeds, go to the Nate Lull Scholarship, which we will be giving out for the class of 2025. We've handed out $30,000 so far. This is year three of the scholarship, and we've had recipients from Sydney, we've had recipients from Oneonta, so both these schools represented here for the Nate Law Scholarship, and we want to continue to raise more to give away more for the class of 2025. So that's Awestruck 11 to 5 in Sydney on Sunday. We'd love to have you there. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'm Nate Law for WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. We're always giving something away, so stay with us and win on your Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.